In the name of Jesus, amen. Our text is the lesson just read with attention to its opening admonition. My brothers, as believers in our glorious Lord Jesus Christ, do not show favoritism. The letter of James is an early letter, in my view, the earliest of the New Testament, written in the late 40s by James to a group of Christians in Jerusalem who were particularly interested in halakha, that is, how were they to live out the Christian vision. And so, if you review James, you have a whole host of imperatives, some 54 in 118 verses. And he anchors this present appeal in a reference to the Levitical code, namely Leviticus 19:18, love your neighbor as yourself. Here specifically, the warning is to treat the man dressed shabbily precisely as the man with clothes and gold ring. Semones are to be treated like semphores, the faculty like seminarians. Impartiality is to be the ethos that we enjoy as God's elect. And yet, if we pause and reflect, I think this admonition is as appropriate for us as it has been for previous generations of Christians. Our culture, aided by technology, has become expert at fawning over wealth, power, and pride, even when those are deeply embedded in evil that is public and blatant. Each of us has to be cautious about how our old Adam subtly refracts our behavior to give a little more attention to those who can supposedly make things happen. As I reflected on this text and upon that admonition, I was reminded about my undistinguished football career for the Effingham Flaming Hearts. I served as right tackle for the freshman and sophomore year with Paul Peters. I remember him well because he was 5 inches taller and 63 pounds heavier. Paul came from what was known as across the track. And in a little town, you can be surprised how high the walls of association are elevated and how little contact occurred between the people who lived there and the people who lived in the rest of the city. Well, over those 2 years of scrimmaging and pushing and blocking and running plays, I got to know Paul Peters rather well. In fact, we became good friends, and I discovered in him not only a noble character, but real Christian convictions. For all of that good, however, I decided after 2 seasons that Mother Nature wanted me to join the golf team. I wasn't going to outpush or outshove him over 2 more years. Do not show favoritism. How naturally we can show it. But because we know another way, we have resources to be impartial. And why is that? Why can we, unlike others, dismiss those categories? It's because we have individually been brought into the kingdom, and being brought there, know that we had nothing in our hands. How empty we are in and of ourselves, how unworthy of the kingdom, how absolutely little wealth and power and all those other criteria have become. These categories simply do not function here before God's throne and for those who are in Christ. We have all come empty and been filled with the floods of baptismal water. We have all come fallen, wicked, sinful, and been made pure and righteous, holy in Christ's suffering and atoning work. We have all come captive to death, and only from Him received the food of life in His very body and blood. A pastor once told me that the most poignant comment he had ever received from when he was leaving for another call was when an elderly woman said, "Pastor, what I liked about you is you treated us all the same." And indeed, God's people are all the same, equally unworthy, equally chosen and called and innocent and holy. May we, in this place, practice such impartiality already, so that as we go forward to serve Christ's church, they will see our oneness. They will see that oneness that is a gift in His word and sacrament, and will rejoice that they can join us before God, who is impartial and who has redeemed us all in His Son. God grant it to all for Christ's sake. Amen.